Now repeat after me. Bugger off.
Bugger off.
Sod.
Sod.
Bloody.
Bloody.
Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Sometimes it went too late, so we stop and had to wait. But she doesn't really mind, 'cause it's getting overtime. He likes the winter bitter, but just one rainy day. Not every little car. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
And the show you are listening to is Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, 11.9 FM in cable. Streaming live over the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca. And my name is Aaron, and I'm here till 1 o'clock. And we started things off with Crass from the Penis Envy record. We heard the track called System. I got to see that song played live last week. Not by Crass, the whole band, but by Steve Ignorant doing his show, The Last Supper. Steve Ignorant from Crass. And yes, they had a female singer emulating the Eve Libertine there, the singer on the Penis Envy album, which is going back to 1981. And blindfolded, I wouldn't have noticed the difference visually, though she's probably about a good 30 years younger, or at least a good 20 or 25. And yeah, they pulled it off very well, the whole Crass thing. I mean, they sounded quite similar to the original, and it was quite impressive. Although I must say, the man, Mr. Steve Ignorant, I'm not sure if it's to do with his age, but he doesn't have a lot of stage presence. But yeah, a good song, good medley of Crass stuff. And yeah, that was in Seattle last week. And yeah, all the classic Crass you would ever want to hear in 1 hour and a half to an hour and 45 minute set. And we followed with X-Ray Specs, going back to 1977, the Roxy London, Oh Bondage Up Yours. And I heard that song done last week in Seattle as well, by Goldblade. And yes, X-Ray Specs, featuring the late Polystyrene. Yes, she passed away last week at the age of 53. The life expectancy of a rock and roller isn't that long, but yeah, there we go. Rest in peace, Polly. And yeah, as always, the request line up here is 604-822-2487. That is 604-UBC-CITR. I always take them, and I always play them if they're good. And I have them at my AirPlay disposal. So let's get back into the show, shall we? Let's get back into some records, or a record that I bought last week while in Singles Going Steady. This band played here in Vancouver last summer, and I'm told the attendance was about maybe 20 or 30 people. Don't really know this band up until now, going back to 1977 out of Los Angeles. This is The Zeros. We'll be right back. Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9, and in that last set we started things off with the Zeros from Don't Push Me Around release. We had a track called Going Nowhere Fast, and we followed with ATV, Zeros, who played here last summer, like I said, and Getting Nowhere Fast, and then we followed with Eddie and the Hot Rods from the Life on the Line release, What's Really Going On, and it's going back to 1977 as well, and Eddie and the Hot Rods playing Vancouver on May 4th, that's next Wednesday, and they'll be playing at the Plaza, and we ended that set off with ATV, an old UK classic going back to the 70s as well. Action Time Vision is the name of the track, and we're approaching the 20-minute mark into the show, so let's just get back into the tunes, and let's get into a brand new release by a band from Edmonton, Alberta. This is new on Deranged Records, and the band is No Problems. Here we go.
I can't break my soul. friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver. Your friends of CITR card will net you discounts on Commercial Drive at Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore. You'll also save online at Band March Canada and Big Mama. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or visit us online at citr.ca.
the hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I'm your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday,
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
Yes, good punk and hardcore every Tuesday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on the fine CITR radio station. And yeah, you got a lot of good punk and hardcore in this show as well, and very hardcore set in the last set, starting off with No Problems from the And Now This release, Underage Records. We heard a track called Suffocate City, and I got to see No Problems last week. I got to play with them as well. Got to share the floor with them. I'd say share the stage, but there's no stage at the Elf House. Yeah, I got to play with No Problems last week, and yeah, it was a good time. And this is their brand new release. They've got 2 7-inches under their belt, and now this full-length 12-inch on Derange Records, and now this. And also playing last week, I got to see, I'm trying to remember the name of the band, Hole in the Head? No, that was the other band that played. Six Charade, that's right. And they featured the singer from the Reprobates, who we heard in that last set. Yes, John from the Reprobates sings in Vancouver's Hole in the Head now. We heard a track called Failure. And this is from the Stress EP going back to 2008 on No Way Records. And yes, the Reprobates were from Toronto, Ontario, and so were the School Jerks, who we heard in the set afterwards. Yes, 45 released by them, going back to 2008 as well. And yeah, this one came out on Riff Raff Records, and the track we heard was called Nothing Else. Another good find. Had singles going steady in Seattle, Washington, like what we heard following in the set. We heard from Deep Sleep, brand new full-length release from them. The release is called Turn Me Off, and we heard the title track. And yeah, these guys have some EPs and stuff as well. And yeah, they're from Baltimore, Maryland. And we followed with Calgary, Alberta's Crystal Meth. Hard to say that sometimes. I don't like saying the word crystal meth too much. Well, I don't know. Don't like doing it, that's for sure. Worms of Earth. And we heard a track called Touch of Death. And we followed with Off from the first four EPs, Poison City. Got to see Off last week at the here in Vancouver at the Fortune Sound Club. Great sound in the Fortune Sound Club. Great room, too, and it was a great gig. Although I think Keith Morris talks a little too much. Could have had that set reduced by a good 20 minutes, but then their set would have probably been not even 20 minutes. So there you go. So yes, like I said, I was in Seattle last week, and yeah, I got to see Steve Ignorance from Crass playing with Goldblade. Originally on the bill, we're supposed to be the Estranged, but instead, in their place was Countdown to Armageddon. We'll be right back.
Christ on Parade, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Where's that?
About bikes. Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
All right, Generation Annihilation on CITR. At the start of the set, we heard two tracks from Seattle's Countdown to Armageddon, and it's on a full-length LP called Eater of Words, and it's on Aborted Society Records out of Seattle, Washington. We heard two tracks, Hymnal 238 and Eyes of Wayward Souls. And then we followed with The Estranged out of Portland, Oregon, doing a track called Doubts and Regrets from the Subliminal Man release. And then we heard two tracks from another Seattle act, from Death Raid, All Life Ends. We heard a track called Citizen Scapegoat and Collective Stupidity. So, yes, let's get back into the show, because we got about 10 minutes left. Out now on Sorry State Records, this is Mob Rules.
We'll be right back.
All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation on CITR, and we ended things off with Negative Approach going back to 1984, and it's from a release called Friends of No One, which came out last year on Tang Records. And yeah, before that in the set, we heard Fear from the record, a track called Foreign Policy, reissued on Slash Records, originally came out on Slash Records. And we started things off with a brand new release on the Story State Records. Name of the release is called The Donor. And yeah, first time I've heard this band. And the song was untitled. That I picked the one that was an untitled song. And yeah, like I said, on Story State Records. So up next, we got Power Chords. And yeah, if you'd like to check out playlists and podcasts of this show, that is Generation Annihilation, www.generationannihilation.com. And yeah, I'm going to tell you about a show coming up on, don't forget about Eddie and the Hot Rods next week, May 4th. That's Eddie and the Hot Rods, along with the Transmitters and Prima Donna. Thursday, May 12th at the venue, which is where the Eddie and the Hot Rod show is going on next week. Yeah, you might want to check out Pointed Sticks, SNFU, The Jolts, White Lung and the Spassers, and 100% of the door money, the proceeds, go to the Red Cross for Japan relief. So there you go. Support the cause, because it's a good one. And stay tuned for Power Chord up next. We're going to leave you with one more. This is an act that were around in the UK, and they're still around. I don't know if they ever broke up, but yeah, they were probably one of the first UK sort of thrash metal crossover bands. And the band is called Annihilated, and this is a reissue of a demo of theirs on vinyl. So yeah, let's get into it. One of the original UK thrash bands, which will take you into Power Chord up next. Here we go.
It's only a dream.
Power Chord, every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Something like an international sand, feeding blood to keep habits of the air up in my hand. Quick as stars, with that little rat.
Hey, we're J plus J plus J, and I bet you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
The sitar.
We call it that. Do you?
You should. Unless you don't like sitars.
Yeah!
Yeah, Wheels of Steel. That band was originally called Son of a Bitch.
Were they?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
They were formed in 1970 in one form or other.
I didn't know that.
Son of a Bitch. They later renamed themselves Saxon. That's off a remastered CD that came out in 2002. Re-recordings of their stuff, but that originally came out in 1980. The CD was called, or back then it would have been a record called Wheels of Steel.
I got it. It's good.
That's pretty good rocking stuff.
Yeah, for Saxon, the first three are really good. The first album, just entitled Saxon, very rock and roll record. Afterwards, there was Strong Arm of the Law, Wheels of Steel, Strong Arm of the Law, Denim and Leather, then Crusader, and they went downhill kind of after that, as far as I'm concerned. But yeah, it's very rocking. AC/DC inspired stuff.
I'd like to see what they're actually like.
They've been touring all this time, putting out albums, but I don't think they've toured North America in probably at least a decade, if not two decades. And I think they played the New York Theater in like 1985 here in Vancouver.
That's a while ago.
Yeah.
And they have a new one coming out May 23rd called Call to Arms. I'd like to hear it. Maybe you know, some bands go back to their roots.
No, they never went away from their roots. They just got more commercial.
Yeah, more commercial. That's what I'm saying. Maybe they got back to their...
They were listening to a lot of AC/DC back in their day, and that's okay by me.
Anyways, you listen to Powercore. My name is Andy Grotesque, and Aaron's going to sit around for a while.
A little while.
No band practice today?
No.
You're not going to bring out your flute and play the flute in your band?
No, I left it at home.
Okay. And, it's 110... And 604-822-2487, that's 604-UBC-CITR for requests. And I got a lot of thrash metal today. I just felt like bringing tons of thrash.
You're playing a band that I played on the show.
Yeah, I'm playing Annihilated. Aaron just ended off Generation Annihilation with Annihilated.
Yep.
That sounded funny, saying Generation Annihilation with Annihilated. Anyways, I've got some Annihilated coming up later.
They still spell their name with only one N, though, eh?
Yep.
What's with that?
What's with that? Spelling errors. A lot of bands do that, though. Was it the one band Aggression? There's a metal Aggression and a punk Aggression. One of them uses one G, one uses two G's. Anyways, have you heard of Strike Master?
Nope.
They're good. Let's listen to that.
I've heard of the Stairmaster.
This is not the Stairmaster. This is Strike Master off Vicious Nightmare. We're going to hear Metal, Fast Kill, Power Chord.